because you can handle the truth.
Network. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, welcome. I was talking to John Friday night, and the stuff here in St. Louis was blowing up, and I was all over Twitter. I told everybody before even the first little shoe dropped that this thing was about to blow up, and I was way out ahead of it. Of course, I live here in town, so. I'm sure you've heard over the weekend that John is stressing that the network is in dire straits, et cetera, et cetera, and very well could go defunct. And so, he wanted me to stress that, if you like listening to the various shows on the network, all the eclectic bunch of people that we are, you might see RBN go away in the very near future. And so, with very few sponsors and so forth and so on, if you guys want to keep the network afloat, I've never made one penny doing this over the 3 years I've been on the network. And so I don't have a dog in the fight as far as, actually, I've got a couple grand in the fight. I've thrown some money at the network from time to time. And so if you've never donated, maybe you should do so, go on the PayPal on the RBN site, republicbroadcasting.org. You can find the snail mail address if you want to do that. And so, you know, we had John and I had a talk for a while about it. I'm like, look, you know, if it's meant to happen, it's meant to happen. If people, if they're not passionate about, you know, this network, you know, there's a lot of people that listen. There's a lot of people that call constantly. And I'm going to open the phone lines tonight in a little bit. I've got a guest on for a while. We're going to talk weather and race and a whole bunch of good stuff since it's all coming at us. But, you know, keep the network in mind. It might not be here in the next few weeks. John's talking about, you know, my buddy Ken down here that, I mean, I've really put him through the ringer every week. I don't know if any other host does what I do to a producer board operator. But, you know, I put my board operator, my producer, through the ringer on a weekly basis. And so Ken's got to get paid. People, you know, think that this stuff is just grows on trees. Well, it doesn't. And so and Ken says he loves doing it. So he gets to be part of the program. I mean, without him, I couldn't even do this program. And so it would just be me rambling instead of, you know, the various audio that I get to throw in there and then triangulate off of. And so it brings a whole nother dimension to it. And so, you know, if you've never donated to the network, maybe throw a few dollars at it. I don't get any of it. I've never, like I said, made a penny off of it. And so it depends on, hey, do you love the network? Do you like what you hear? All the various people, Rick Adams and everybody else that you listen to on this network religiously for years on end, the network could go away. And so you got to decide what you want to happen. I'm not going to harp on it too much longer, but I try to put it in as plain as speech as I can. I did that because John wanted me to really stress to you guys that, you know, we're hanging by a thread. I always tell you that, but I don't know if it gets through to a lot of people. And so once more, there's a PayPal on the RBN website. There's the snail mail address on the RBN website. You can go there very easily. And so do it if you can. If you can't, I understand. If we go away, you can always find some of these other networks out here, I guess. I don't know where you're going to find a show like mine or a few. There's a few others out there, but you got to dig for it. And so anyway, let's move on. Let's get into the show. I've got Sean from 107.9 in Australia, WTFR, TCTA Unleashed. Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, how you going there, Rob? To quickly say, can you hear me okay?
Yes, you sound perfect.
Okay, good stuff, because I'm not in the studio at the present time. But just to sort of emphasize what you were saying there about RBN going away, RBN's been one of the networks, like them or hate them, that most of us Patriots have been listening to for many years. Many of us found Patriots such as Peter Schenck way before, you know, the times that you and I were actually live. So
Michael Collins Piper was on this network. I mean, yeah, there was legends that have been through this network. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's worth keeping it alive in itself. Yeah. And that's coming from another person that runs another network. I think that RBN needs to stay around and keep opening minds.
Well, what's so crazy is right when, and I said there's some sort of synchronicity and serendipity here, right when the fecal matter is actually touching the fan, it's actually hitting the fan now, is right when the network is reaching this point. And it's almost like a poetic injustice that you see these timing occurrences happen, because, I mean, the I've been paying attention to this basically Bolshevik communist attempted takeover of the world. You know, central banking, the Federal Reserve, people forget that this is all part of the Communist Manifesto. And so this is world communism, whether you like the little corporations and you can throw the word fascism around or not. This is world communism, central banking dominating everything and basically moving into quantum physics and transhumanism and the rest of it. These guys are really going for broke, and they're about to try to strip human beings of being human beings and put us into the Borg. The whole nine yards of what we're witnessing right now is so fascinating. And then right now, I'm witnessing another manufactured, orchestrated racial event in my own city where they're smashing windows all throughout the town last night in some of the nicer areas where a lot of these people actually hang out. And so I know that there's some outside, let's just say, skullduggery going on with paid Antifa, agitprop idiots here in my town right now, acting the fool. And we're going to get into that, but you wanted to come on last night about the weather modification. And now, and I've got a bunch of stuff on weather, but let's give the audience where, because you were like chomping at the bit last week about your little experiences and so forth in your personal life about what you know about weather modification. And now we got Jose, Maria, and Lee out here in the Atlantic. I mean, after we've had Irma and Harvey and Katia already playing around in the last couple weeks. And so hurricane season been dormant all this time, and now all of a sudden Trump's in. The climate change agenda was questionable. Now you've got Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State, and McMaster, and these characters saying, well, we might be open to a climate change type of deal if it's the right terms. And so you see this softening on immigration, possibly, and now softening on the environmental carbon change, climate change garbage, which we know green is the new red. The environmental movement is the new way to implement and foist upon us this communism. So let's get into where you're at with it and your experience and so forth. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was chomping at the bit on last week's show that you were doing. For those out there that don't know, I actually take notes for Robert's show and put it up on our website as well. And I was listening in intently and taking notes. And when he started talking about these hurricanes, Irma and Harvey, and how, they sort of come out of nowhere, and that there were theories out there that they might be steering this way and might be steering that way, and whether there's actually weather control out there. I have no doubt in my mind that there's weather control out there, and I'll tell you why. It's because they started a project. They call it a research program, Rob, as you know, but yeah. It's actually a project on humankind and how they can gain control of not just weather, but also radio propagation. Now, a lot of people don't realize this when it comes to HAARP. HAARP is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. Mm-hmm. It's been around for a very long time, and a lot of people think that it all begun for the idea of weather research, but that couldn't be further from the truth. It actually started as radio propagation. Now, for those of you who don't understand, radio propagation is the behavior, working with the behavior of radio waves. It basically deals with how radio waves can scatter, not just off the atmosphere, if you will, which is called skip, but also off the ionosphere and things of that nature. Yeah. It's sort of like a form of electromagnetic radiation, and they started experimenting with these sorts of technologies to be able to communicate with each other, not just through radio, that, as we've been told, when it comes to shortwave and all of those, international shortwave, but also when it comes to how we can skip a signal all the way from the United States of America over to Australia. So, for instance, you could be, if you've got the radio that the proper radio receiver that can deal with radio, this sort of radio propagation, you could have a signal that runs all the way from the United States that uses the ionosphere in different parts of the, I guess you could say, the atmosphere's skin, to put it in layman's term without being disrespectful. And what happens is it will reach different countries all around the world. Once they realized they could do that, they realized that they could be sending secret messages to each other. This is the way we look at how the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and all the Morgans and all of those communicate with each other via the internet. Well, once upon a time, it was actually done via radio understanding radio propagation. So what they did was basically took that technology and realized that whilst they were doing this, they were affecting the way the ionosphere works. Now, the ionosphere is about 60 kilometers to 1,000 away in between, and when you start messing with it, it heats up, it cools down, you have various effects going on, and they started fast realizing that it was so powerful that not only could they mess with weather, they could also reflect certain waves, certain frequency waves off the ionosphere, so it had come back down to Earth, and you could actually even radar the Earth. You could see into the Earth almost like an ultrasound. Yeah. And see caves running throughout, like veins throughout the Earth. And this is how they found a lot of the old caves that certain Egyptians were using. And they even claim that Noah's Ark was found. So we're dealing with a technology that started as something quite innocent, as great men were just trying to echo their radio message across the world, and has developed slowly into something that can affect the way the ionosphere works, or not necessarily how it works, but use the ionosphere and what effects they can gain from it using these technologies. And now we're dealing with how they're trying to play with the weather. It's not a secret any longer. It's not something that they necessarily hide. They've spoken about how they can heat it and cool it and how it affects the Earth and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But what was a secret, and this is where I was chomping at the bit on last week's show, was the fact that they'd taken it mobile. At first, it was for a good decade, as far as I remember, because I don't have that research in front of me, and they've done their best to get rid of it off the net. There's nothing I can find that is of solid evidence anymore compared to back in the day I was researching it, which is very strange in itself. But they were taking it mobile by using old aircraft carriers that were retired, and that's where it started. Now, they freely admit that there are HAARP arrays, HAARP platforms out there that they use out there on the ocean to do their quote-unquote research.
Hey, let me run this by you, Sean. So you're talking about that realm, okay? What did you think when Pat and I last week were covering actually rapid evaporation, actually injecting unnatural, basically, cloud formations into the atmosphere, thereby to be manipulated by the very kind of technologies you're speaking of? So it's like when you're looking at the land, sea, air, and then probably space, probably, and I've got a clip after the bottom of the hour I want to play to let you listen to, because you got some of these heavy hitters talking about lasers up in the ionosphere and at that level actually being able to use these weapons as control mechanisms as well. You're talking about radio waves and the kind of the HAARP scalar stuff and that, but think about it. You got land and then sea-based. If there are sea-based mechanisms that we were talking about last week, and it was like these actual, you know, ships that are actually possibly spraying water vapor up into the atmosphere, and then on land, of course, the power plants. But what did you think about the power plant aspect of the basically unnaturally spray large amounts of water vapor to create cloud formations, and then thereby, once they're created, to actually control them by the mechanisms that you're talking about?
I have no doubt in my mind. It's sort of like an old technology come to meet with a new technology, yeah, which has created an absolute monster. And it's very deliberate. Now, the radio propagation idea, again, I repeat, it started off innocently, but once they realized what effects it was having on the ionosphere, it was a very deliberate thing to weaponize it. Now, the old technology side of this is HAARP. HAARP is actually a very, very old technology. Mm-hmm. The side that you're talking about is ejecting all of this vapor into the air and then liquid. It's almost liquid when they inject it, for what I understand. And then what they do is they evaporate when it's up high. It becomes cloud, and then from cloud they can actually start sort of hijacking that cloud and using it for their own.
Hold that thought. Let's begin on the other side of the break.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We are back in Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network. So let's see here. TCTA Unleashed. TC, Tango Charles, Tango Adam, unleashed.com. That's Sean's website. You can find my archives there, 107.9 in Australia. Sean, are we going out over somebody in New York, Jimmy X's station? Is that happening right now?
Yes, that's right. Sometimes he streams it out live. Other times what he'll do is he'll download your show from my website and put it across 1650 AM in Tonawanda/Buffalo, New York.
Well, we want to say hello to everybody there. But then we've got Hooli's blog, W-H-O-O-L-I-S blog.blogspot.com. Hooli religiously puts the show up first thing in the morning. That's where a lot of people get the archives. And so I want to thank him as usual. And then IncendiaryRadio.Chitango.com, IncendiaryChat.Chitango.com, and for Mer Bailey out there, IncendiaryQuencher.Chitango.com, IncendiaryQuencher. She started that chat room. She got sick of all the trolls because the other unregulated chat room. So she runs that chat room. Incendiary Quencher, like you're quenching your thirst, .chatango.com. Mer Bailey runs that one. So hello to her and all those folks over there. Now, back to what we were talking about. You know, what fascinated me was to watch some of these storms that were weakening, Sean, and then they run over these power plants in on land, and they get strengthened by the like these land-based systems, and it's very creepy. When I saw all that, I was just totally unaware, and I'm like, holy cow, this is a whole nother level of the weather modification that, like, a lot of the people that pay attention to Dane Wigington and other folks, because I watch some of these real lifetime videos, and I'm like, these are cloud systems being produced from the ground to feed into some of these systems that are probably going right overhead that are getting weak, and then they want to strengthen them, and it's like, boom, inject them right from the ground from these massive power plant, you know, these, what do they call them? Oh, WSACs, wet surface air coolers. I mean, I freaked out on that the other week when I figured this out, and I went to some of these other sites, and I found them. I'm like, wow, what a way to keep a storm going when it was going to sputter out naturally.
Oh, absolutely. And quickly, just getting back to what I was saying before the break interrupted, was the whole idea that they're using this old technology with a new technology, where this new technology now puts this water, almost water, into the air, and then it can be manipulated from then on. Now, if you start using that sort of technology in this way, in areas where it wouldn't naturally rain, it's changing the way the weather works entirely, not just in that local area, but around the world. Because if you start heating the earth or cooling the earth in a certain area that wouldn't usually be cooled at this time of the year, then you're taking the water from somewhere first and foremost, but that's a small spit in the ocean when it comes to all of this technology. But you are dispersing, you're relocating water where it shouldn't be, and then you're cooling a part of the earth that shouldn't be cooled at that time. And then, of course, the weather, the natural way the weather works, has to cater to that. The nature's weather, if you will, nature's harp, has to cater to that, and it starts working differently. It starts giving different feedbacks. This also comes down to the negative feedbacks when it comes to this whole global warming thing that Al Gore was talking about on so many occasions, is that you have all these natural, like, for instance, a negative feedback is where natural plankton comes to the top of the ocean. It gobbles up carbon. There's literally hundreds of thousands of these, if not millions. And what they do is they help cater for everything, but they help cater to a different way when we start messing with the way weather works. Now,
Bring up this. Let me run this by the wildfires, like in Central Africa, the ton of them that sends all this into the air. It goes out over the Atlantic, and then boom, these big storms. And this is another component, is possibly synthetic man-started fires that feed these things as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, they've been doing it in many ways. And here's the fascinating thing for you, Rob. They actually warned us. Did you ever read some of Tazarian's works? I know that Tazarian can sort of seem a bit kooky to some people because he deals with the way the planets align and how.
So here's the break. But this, we're talking about Michael Tazarian, former legendary, alternative media guy. Let's talk about this on the other side. Incendiary Radio with Sean Surplus from Australia.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutriMedical's CalmMind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. CalmMind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get CalmMind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on CalmMind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order CalmMind at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, folks, Republic might not be here much longer, so if you got a couple extra dollars, throw them to the network. Go to their PayPal, republicbroadcasting.org. So, Sean, and we're going to take these two callers, but then we got to get through some things, and we'll open the phone lines back up. Well, we got Tim and Jeff, and we're going to get to them in a second. But, Sean, you held your thought about Michael Tsarion, and you told me offline it was basically about kind of lesser magic and so forth and so on. But go ahead and expound on that, and then we'll get to the callers.
Yeah, sure. What happens is, you know, Tsarion can be taken with a grain of salt if need be. But like anything that you listen to or anything you watch, you can take the good and leave the bad behind. And that's what I sort of did with Tsarion. I still do it to this day with some of his information. But one of the things that he said to me that dawned on me during this program was, hold on a second. You've got to be careful because they have to tell you what they're going to do to you first. He called them the black sorcerers, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, he said, when they're doing their rituals, they must warn you about what they're going to do. Now, they're not, of course, going to come out and say, hey, Robert Revolt, this is what we're going to do to you and rah, 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 because you, of course, are going to defend yourself against that. But what they do is they leave subtle little hints of what they're going to do through television, through newspapers, through comic books, everything. Almost everything you watch or take in from especially mainstream news is or mainstream movies, especially when you're sitting around watching Batman, for instance, you're taking in many of the things they're warning you about. Now, if you you take a look at Batman, the first one that came out, the serious one with I always forget this guy's name. I'm bad with names, but anyway, the one where they evaporate all the water in the city. Mm-hmm. That was the warning, in my opinion, right there of what they're doing to us via these ritualistic weather changing and everything that's going on. Now, it sounds kooky, but it's funny because everybody who's called me a kook in the past has looked into things in the present and have been writing to me and saying, you know what, you were absolutely right with what you said. Now,
stop you there for a second. This is called lesser magic, and it's called predictive programming, which I've covered pretty extensively. Tons of stuff on 9/11, all across the cartoons, The Simpsons and Family Guy and all the rest, and all across various platforms of mainstream media and movies, where you'll see the numbers 9 and 11 all over the place. There's hundreds and hundreds of examples just on that one event, but they reach across all the big events that bubble up into our psyches, and I bet you there'll be people, you know, discovering things about, let's just say, these hurricanes and so forth and so on that have been embedded previously in various platforms. But go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think that these warnings we see, such as on Batman, are them letting us know in a subtle way that, guess what, these technologies do exist. You know, this technology in Batman was a microwave emitter that emitted microwaves out into the atmosphere or into the direct area, the immediate area, and it evaporated water. They have these technologies. They probably had, and you being a military lad, probably understand that they've had technologies literally decades before they've been released. For instance, if you take a look at the home personal computer, the computer that we're using right now to talk to you, the ladies and gentlemen, are created out of a simple calculator, a simple radar. It was the size of literally multiple massive buildings at one stage, and it was used for radar for the military when it first came out, and that's developed. Now, we happen to think that home personal computer, if we're looking back in the days of John Sandseger and all of those other computers, the C64, that these things were new. They weren't. These things were released to the military and released to the quote-unquote higher-ups, if you will.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick, Sean. Now, with we know that Al Gore bragged about creating the internet, but we know this was a DARPA creation, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this, just as a philosophical question. Do you think that DARPA and the DOD, the Department of Defense, would ever relinquish control, and I mean real control, not surface control, over this to anybody, even to, you know, the ICANN and the UN and the rest of it? Or do you think, as a real person, that DOD, the NSA, and the rest of the gang, are they going to keep control of their little invention till kingdom come, until they're broken? What's your thoughts on that?
They really can't, in my opinion. It will be hacked. It will be stolen, like any technology gets stolen sooner or later, and then it'll become a war between the what they call it. They call themselves gods. It'll be the war between the gods, if you will. It'll be, yeah, you know, this technology was stolen from us, and now it's being used against us, even though they really can't whinge because they've been using it against humankind as a whole. But here they are. They will use it to fight against each other. I mean, the whole premise that Russia might have weather technology and be using it against the USA, and USA might have weather technology they might be using it against Russia.
Or China.
There's no lie there. If whatever they can get their hands on, they will get their hands on and sooner or later use it. And it's not hard. I mean, if you take a look at the ladies of the Mossad over there in Israel, they send a lady in to seduce somebody important. All it takes is a night out at the motel with her, you know, seducing somebody that has the plans in the briefcase he's carrying, and it's all over. I mean, it's happened literally now for not just decades, centuries.
And then she gets him drunk, they bring in a 12-year-old and take pictures, and he's torched. He's Bob Menendez, yeah. Senator Menendez, yeah, down in the Dominican Republic.
yep, exactly.
Now, we got a couple callers, but let's, Mr. Producer, now this is the whole laser thing. Professor James McCanney, okay? Let's hit clip six real quick and listen to Jones and this guy go back and forth, and then we'll take the callers.
Well, Alex, I worked with Russian scientists in the mid-1990s, and what we developed were two systems for degrading hurricanes, leading them offshore. And this information was given to the U.S. military because Russia really doesn't have a problem with hurricanes. We do. And the U.S. military, we knew that they had militarized this information in the early 2000s. They sent up three large satellites. They said they were for communications. We knew that they were laser satellites. And they have been using these to manipulate storms. That's when the serious storm manipulation problem began. And the way they do this, hurricanes, we first have to dispel this myth that hurricanes are somehow created and maintained by warm water. Totally incorrect. The hurricanes are powered by electrical currents from the ionosphere, and what we learned is how to enhance and use those currents to steer hurricanes away from shore and away from harm of the public. Now they're using these, and you could see it with Hurricane Irma, was built and designed in the eastern Atlantic and just guided across. That's why these hurricane models supposedly predicted where they were going to go up Florida days, almost a week in advance. It's absurd. But this was one of the most manipulated guided storms I've ever seen, along with Hurricane Katrina, which was a totally manipulated storm for maximum destruction. This was to destroy Florida, evacuate Florida, just as Hurricane Harvey was to destroy Houston.
You know, we could pull up time-lapse of Hurricane Katrina's satellite or also radar composites, and it comes in out of the Atlantic, it goes up the side, sits there and waits a couple days, and then races across and goes right into Louisiana. And again, I had Ben Livingston on, the father of a lot of our modern weather weapons, and it was declassified. I saw his name in a newspaper, called him, got him on. He got a visit a week after, and he told me, he said, I can't ever talk to anybody again. They've reclassified it. They just threatened me. But he said they had systems to control hurricanes and steer them and or kill them back in the 1960s.
What you have is a low-pressure cell. And part of the manipulation is to manipulate the public into believing that this is caused by warm water. And so if the public doesn't understand the true nature of hurricanes, now we're seeing on the screen here, look at the eye. Is this Katrina? I'm assuming this is Katrina. Yeah, it came in. And I just read some analysis from some weather reporters, how they were totally taken by surprise at the path and the strengthening of Katrina. It was totally off the records. It was totally out of control. But it was being controlled by, for maximum destruction, of New Orleans. And look, we have no record of maybe millions of people that were in New Orleans. I used to live in New Orleans. I went to Tulane for grad school. And I rode all around the levees. The Hurricane Katrina had already passed New Orleans when they blew the levee in seven places. The flooding was a result of blown levees from explosions, not from back surge from Hurricane Katrina.
And you're saying it was used for social engineering, I guess, isn't it?
So, boom. I mean, all the black conspiracy theorists, and I don't want to say conspiracy theorists, that's a CIA term, but Farrakhan and all, they all said the levees were blown on purpose. And this was done previously, almost 70, 80 years prior to that. There was another levee blowing incident from the Army before that, Sean. And so you got professors going on big alternative media talk show hosts talking about, yeah, they blew the levees. Social engineering, get out all the undesirables, kind of remake New Orleans. And guess what? It backfired anyway. New Orleans is a murder haven. It's still full of dregs. So they had their big plans to remake New Orleans, blah, blah, blah. And guess what? The flies got back attracted to the flypaper once again of New Orleans. And, you know, but the whole thing, everything that we're witnessing with the weather and these storms and so forth, it really makes you want to vomit that governments would actually do that to their own people. Your thought?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny that you mention how they say they deliberately blew the levees and everything. They always come back with when they get found out and that there's evidence beyond doubt that, yes, they've been messing with weather and they've been messing with this and that. They say, oh, but you've got to understand, okay, we'll admit it because there's evidence, but you've got to understand it was for the greater good. It is to help mankind.
Tikkun olam, tikkun olam, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we had Al Gore on the Ellen DeGeneres show actually saying at one stage, of course they spray things into the air, but they believe they're doing it for the right reasons, because there was the issue that came up about chemtrails. And Al Gore was on Ellen DeGeneres show at the time. It's on YouTube. And he said straight out, he said, yes, they spray stuff in the air, but they think they're doing it for the greater good. It's to block out the rays of the sun so that we don't end up with global warming. No, no, no. There's much more sinister things going on when it comes to chemtrails. However, at least we had the very global warming propagandist himself saying, yes, they indeed spray stuff into the air.
Yeah, the more you research into the spraying, I mean, the more you realize that this is a multifaceted, multi-platform attack, you know, heavy metals into the soil, dumbing down the people, Morgellons. I mean, it's just sick. Let's take this call. Let's take Tim in Washington. Greetings, sir.
Yeah, Robert, you got a great show. Am I coming through?
Yes, sir, you're there. Go ahead.
Okay, I got 4 points. Take 90 seconds. First All right. point is, I don't know how you get the numbers, Robert, but I'm a host on another network, and I mean, you got time and a half of what I get on a Sunday night, and I'm in prime time. So hats off to you. It's definitely a must listen to show. I think alternative radio hosts all are tuning into you. That's the only thing I can account for, the kind of numbers you get.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll go ahead.
Okay, second point, in which, you know, I don't want to argue, because my main point is for John Stadtmiller. Really, I want to basically give him a marketing concept in which he's missing. But anyways, the second point is rainbows and the eclipse. You can't get rainbows without polarized light. You can't get a rainbow inside of a building unless there's a mirror. And so between the rainbows and the eclipse, I mean, we're under a dome. That's what they're bouncing off of, under That's the flat Earth theory, that there's actual a dome, and that's why you can actually control weather in an enclosed system. But my main point is to John. And for the life of me, I don't understand, Robert. Now, I'm a host on another radio network. I actually helped build and found that network. John knows who I am. And here's a marketing concept for him before he decides to close his doors. How about some transparency? How about some 50-50? If all John were to do was go 50-50 with each host, you want to know the reason why I don't donate to RBN? It's because Mike Ribeiro. Now, I know he's a gatekeeper. I can't donate to a network. To you, Robert, I can donate. So why doesn't John Stadtmiller just say, all right, we're going to do something for 30 days. Every dollar that you give in to a particular host, it's going to go 50-50. 50 will go to Robert. 50 will go to RBN. 50 will go to Mike Rivero. Let's have some honesty. 50 will go to RBN and all the other hosts. And people can basically give money to the host that they believe. I mean, I'd love to buy you steak.
Hey, hold the line, Tim. We got a break. Ken, you're writing that down. Go ahead and write that down, Ken. That's for John. We'll see you guys on the other side.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Searching every corner of the graveyard. Spend all day and night so much time. I'm bringing flowers to my sweetheart. Looking
morning.
All right, we are back with Sean from WTFR, TCTA Unleashed in Australia, 107.9. We are live, and welcome to all the Aussies. We're dependent on you, just like you're dependent on us. We want you to get your guns back. The Port Arthur crap, the false flag, that these goofballs tried to take your guns, get your guns back, purge the elements that have come into your country, just like our country, the Muslims and the Asians that are basically descending upon Australia. You know, you know what kills me, Sean, and we're going to go back to Tim in a second, but the royal family of Britain, these filth that would let Australia get torpedoed, they let Britain get torpedoed, they let Ireland get torpedoed, the UK. I mean, these people, Saxe Coburg Gotha gang, the Battenbergs, they're sick people. All the weird trash they're into, and, you know, it really just really sucks to watch them oversee the dismantling of the great, you know, European, Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, British Empire, and Australia, of course, and the even Queen Hong Kong, everything else. Yeah,
yeah, the Queen has sold herself down the river. There's no doubt about it. She signed so many corrupt contracts that there's no way you could ever resurrect an empire that once watched over these great countries and these great nations as a whole. It's really, really sad. I talk about it on the Candor Hour a lot, Candor, coming out of Candor magazines, because we're actually represented in that magazine. And it is sad. It is so sad to see the power that this family once wielded to go to the wayside. And I don't think they were stupid decisions. I think that she sold her soul to the devil somewhere along the line. Yeah. And I don't know.
You know, it's fascinating. I've been paying attention to, and stay on the line, Tim, even if we got to hold you over in Washington, can keep him. But, you know, I've been watching the British Israel kind of Herbert W. Armstrong, Worldwide Church of God, Philadelphia Church of God, the Trumpet magazine crowd. I read their stuff 20 years ago. And you know what? They were accurate. I have to give it to this. And they've got their own interpretations of biblical prophecy. And you can read an interesting book called The United States and Britain in Prophecy. And it's based on biblical stuff. But they basically said that these, what they consider the nations, the true Israelite nations, these white nations of the Bible, and this is their interpretation, and I look at it and I'm like, well, I can't argue with it. They said that basically they were going to, in a self-inflicted way, become weak, capitulate worldwide to all their colonies, all of their lands, and they were basically going to shrivel up because they became effeminate and weak and beta. When you use the term alpha and beta, they became to the point where they let everybody pile on and we're the bad guys in the world and we suck. We bring civilization to these people all across Africa, all across the world. And all of a sudden, we're going to let everybody smash us into being the bad guy. And then, boom, watch what's happening now. And we'll pick this up on the other side. Second hour coming up.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.